And the pasuk says the het of echol nefesh, ach asher yeochel lochol nefesh hu levado yeosel lochem. So the Torah says the word lochem. Chazal understand this word lochem, and for you, it is coming to exclude two things. It's coming to exclude a non-Jew. It's coming to exclude animals. So even though there's a heter on Yom Tov to do malacha for the purpose of eating, it's only be doing the malacha for the purpose of eating for a Jewish person, and only for a person, and not for an animal. Even an animal which you have responsibility for is your animal, it's your pet. You may not do malacha on Yom Tov, for regards to those halachas, Yom Tov and Shabbos would be equal. You cannot do any malacha on Yom Tov in order to feed your animal. Whatever is mutter on Shabbos would be mutter on Yom Tov. You can't do more than that. Now, this halacha of that you may not do malacha for a non-Jew on Yom Tov, Chazal, according to at least some poskim, it's even a drasha deraisa, they came along and said, regards to certain halachas, a Jewish person who has the status of a mumer, which means he refuses to keep the Torah, has the status of a non-Jew. Now, he's a Jewish person, he marries a woman, she's married to a Jewish person, etc. But regards to the halacha of doing malacha on Yom Tov, you may not do malacha on Yom Tov for a Jewish person who's irreligious, does not keep the Torah. So this halacha is a very significant halacha, because many people have non-Jew relatives which don't keep the Torah. May you do malacha, you want to invite them for Yom Tov, may you do malacha for them. So there is a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Gemara introduces the concept known as a tinoch shenishba. That's a situation where a Jewish child was taken away by his captors when he was a very young child and raised without knowing about Torah. So he's a tinoch, a baby, which is a nishba, which has been captured. The Mora says that a tinoch shenishba does not have a lacha. These halachas of having a din of a non-Jew doesn't apply to him because he doesn't know any better. So he's not doing it based on the idea of being a mumer, that he's refusing to keep the Torah. He doesn't know better. So the Rambam came along and said that what about a situation where a person is exposed? He sees, he's not a tinoch shenishba, he sees it. He sees authentic Judaism. However, he was raised to believe that what he's doing is okay. So the Rambam was talking about his time, the Karoyim, the Karaites, that they had their own version of understanding of Torah. So he says the first generation Karoyim were considered mumer. They decided on their own to go against the words of Chazal and the words of the Torah. But the second generation were raised by their parents to believe that this is the proper way, even though they've seen Rabbinic Judaism, they've seen the Torah Judaism properly, but they don't know that they're supposed to change, because they were told that there's two versions, and their version is acceptable. So the Rambam gives these children the status of a tinoch shenishba. So therefore nowadays most non-frum Jews believe that there's different versions of Judaism, there's three options, or more, right? So they believe that's correct. They were raised as such. So they do not have a din of a mumer, and this halacha of a non-Jew will not apply to them. However, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ramban says the tinoch shenishba is very specifically a child, was they had never had any exposure. But had this child had exposure, even though he believes, it's to say, he's mechuyev to find out more, if he doesn't, he has a din of a non-Jew, the gabi this halacha. And therefore, according to the Ramban, if you have a non-frum relative, you cannot do work for him, you cannot do malacha for him on Yom Tov. How do we pass in this machloikas? There's no final psak in this machloikas. It's a machloikas Rishonim, brought down in Hilchos Ribbis, in the Hilchos Ribbis. There's no final decision on this machloikas. The Chazon Ish says that obviously that regards to the responsibilities the mitzvah say of doing chesed for them and loans to them and not speaking lashon hara about them, all those halachas, they have a din like a Jew. The gabi this halacha, that the psak has not been decided. According to many poskim, this issur is an issur deraisa. That which a mumer is considered that he has a din of gets dinim legabi karbonos, etc., that he's not valid Jew, that halacha applies deraisa. So this is dealing with something deraisa, and you have to be machmer. Now, we have a very big problem over here. Not only can you not do malacha for him, the Chacham came along and said, we're afraid you're going to do malacha for him, so you can't invite him, the Chacham said. You're not allowed to invite a non-Jew, and according to this extension, even a non-frum Jew, for Yom Tov. Now, that's a big problem. The Yom Tov is the time to get together. You have family which is not frum, you want to invite him for Yom Tov. What better time than Yom Tov to be makar of somebody and make him come close to Yiddishkeit, etc. So there's a Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, if a person will find that his simplest Yom Tov is diminished or affected, or the question of there's going to be anger and animosity, etc., which will be engendered by this issur d'rabbanan of inviting, you're allowed to invite. However, you still cannot do work for them. That's an issur d'oraisa. They were not matter the issur of doing work for them. That you're allowed to invite them. So now, you invite them, and you're sitting there, and they say, can you make me a coffee? The answer is, no, I can't make you a coffee. I can't put up water to cook for you. What I'm allowed to do, however, there's a halacha that once I'm cooking for myself, I'm allowed to increase the amount for somebody else. So I put up a pot of water, which is enough for myself and this other person, and I actually have a coffee for myself, I can make them a coffee also. However, I cannot do it solely for their purpose. So this person has to be very careful in this situation that a person can have non-frum relatives, that they're doing malacha, that they're allowed to invite them because of this heter of animosity, etc., but they may not do malacha specifically for that person. So if there's no Erev you want to carry from your house to the shul, so you don't need the English sitter because you can daven from a Hebrew sitter, but they need an English sitter. Right? So you want to carry the English sitter from your house, if there's no Erev from your house to the shul, you can't carry that sitter for them because that's doing a malacha on yaptiv for a non-frum relative. So you have to be very careful in this halacha. You have to be aware of what you're doing constantly on your toes when you have that situation. Make sure that you're not doing malachas for somebody in a way which is prohibited. But being marba bishviloi, increasing the amount for yourself and for the other person, is mutter. Have a good morning.
Have a good morning.